Thank you so much for that guitar duet. We enjoyed that. That's our own little Macy that has started taking guitar lessons about a year ago, and she is doing great, as you can tell, and her teacher, Nick. So thank you for that. We want to welcome you all. If you would take your program in hand right now and look at the lyrics at the beginning of the program for Angels We Have Heard on High, we would ask you to stand. And if you will join us together in singing this carol, Angels We Have Heard on High, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. Let's sing together. We are so happy to have everyone here tonight. We're happy to have our own church family here tonight. We're always happy to see our church family. And we're really happy to see our guests here tonight. And I'm seeing a whole lot of Holmes County people. And I feel like both of my worlds have just come together right here. And I'm really happy to see y'all and excited about that. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for your beautiful singing. Y'all gave me a gift just now, and I enjoyed that. Our prayer for you tonight, this program is our gift to you. It is our gift to God and to the Lord Jesus, our Savior. But it's also a gift to you tonight, and what we want more than anything is for you to tiptoe up to that manger and look inside there and see the face of our Savior laying in a manger. Our Savior that came here to feel what we feel, to endure the cruelty of this world and all the strife and stress that we go through, He chose to be here so He can know what we know and feel what we feel. And He took all that and died on the cross for that, for you. We want you to look in His face and adore Him and receive Him, maybe more than you've ever received Him, or in a more special way than you've ever received Him before. And then we want you to step back a few paces, kind of like an artist paints a painting and they step back to see the whole painting. We want you to step back with us and look at our wonderful God who planned our redemption and our salvation from way before the time that He created this world. He already had it all planned out. That's how big He is. That's how awesome He is. And that's how powerful He is. So will you praise Him with us tonight? Sit back, get comfortable, and enjoy with us the Christmas puzzle.
Mr. and Mrs. Mark Stephen family. That's us. Go get Mom and Daddy so we can open it.
Daddy, Mama, come. We got a package. Hurry. What is it? Oh, a package. And yeah, it has our name on it. See?
Oh, wow. It is a package. I wonder who sent this to us. There's no return address label. Who could have sent this to us?
God did.
Well, after all, there's no return address label on it. Oh, what does this say?
It says, open immediately. Must be completed by Christmas. Yay, we get to open it right now.
Wow.
Let me help you. What is this?
It's the puzzle. A Christmas puzzle.
It is a Christmas puzzle. 1,000 pieces. Oh, wow.
And the box says that we have to open it immediately? Well, girls, we better get to work. Come on. Okay, the first thing that we need to do is get all the border pieces. So let's look for the border pieces first.
Oh, a million pieces.
Not a million pieces, silly. 1,000.
1,000 million?
If we're going to finish this by Christmas, we're going to have some help from friends.
Let's call all our friends and see if they'll help us.
Well, we're going to finish it by Christmas, we're definitely going to have some help from our friends.
All right, girls. So what we're going to do is, after we get our border pieces done, we're going to work on this Mary and Joseph over here. And y'all can see that Mary is wearing a red and blue robe with a white head covering, and Joseph has on a blue robe. So find all the red and white pieces, okay? And while y'all are doing that, I'm calling Mama because I think this falls into her department.
I'm sorry. Let me just take this for a minute. Hello?
Hey, you are never going to believe what just happened. The UPS guy came and they brought us a package. We opened the box and it was a Christmas puzzle. On the box, there's no return address anywhere. It must have fallen off. I don't know what happened. But it says, it must be completed by Christmas. Who would send us a Christmas puzzle and tell us we had to complete it by Christmas? Can you believe that?
Melissa, that is so strange.
It is strange. So we decided that we're going to have people help us with 1,000 pieces, and we're going to get some of our friends to help, but we thought I'd call you to see if you had a better idea.
Well, what's the picture in the box look like?
Well, it's, you know, Mary and Joseph, baby Jesus, shepherds and the wise man, the manger scene.
You know, I'm getting a really good feeling about this. Let me think about it, and I'll call you back.
Okay, great. Well, thanks. Appreciate the help.
Okay, bye.
All right, girls, I talked to Ree, and she said that she was going to come up with a plan.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And Mary is so pretty. Look, Mama.
Y'all have gotten so much done. Wow, girls, what a good job. And yes, Molly, Mary is so pretty. Poor little Mary.
The Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
I'm sure he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved, there would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held his Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this manger filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. This is such a strange way to save the world. Whoa. Second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. This is such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to save the
careful.
Oh, I will. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful puzzle.
Isn't it a beautiful puzzle? I really appreciate y'all helping us with this. When we got that box and it said must be completed by Christmas, I thought, there's no way, so I had to give y'all a call.
Well, who sent it to you?
You know, we don't know. When we got the box, there was no return address label. We're thinking it fell off.
God did.
Well, Molly, I suppose God did, because you know what? We don't have any other clue.
You know what, Molly? I do believe God did send this puzzle, and we are so excited to be able to help you with it. Thank you for letting us.
Well, thank y'all so much. Y'all enjoy your evening.
Okay, we'll see y'all later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
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 Well, you know what, guys? I think this calls for some popcorn. What do y'all think?
Yay, popcorn. They got Mary and Joseph all done. Let's put the pieces of baby Jesus together in the manger.
Yay, that will be the fun part.
All right, well, let's see. We got to put the pieces of straw together, so that means we need to find all the yellow pieces with lots of bright yellow.
I know, baby Jesus.
You are so right, Andrew. You know what? Guys, is there a piece that... Andrew, could you put that piece right there? Can you reach it? Let's see. Where do you think it goes, bud? I think maybe... I don't know. What do you think? Can you put it in there? Oh, yay, you did it! High five, Andrew.
Good job, bud.
Way to go.
Daddy, why did baby Jesus have to be born in a manger with all the animals and not in a hospital?
Well, Liv, that's a great question. You see, they didn't have hospitals back then like we do today. And I'd like to think that Jesus was born in a lowly place to show his humility. You see, he came to save everyone, even the poorest and most simple people.
Oh.
And while they were there, the time came for Mary to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you. Addie, see if you can put this piece in here. No? Let's see. Way to go, Katie.
Hey, you know what? Y'all have got to get ready. You're going caroling with Miss Maureen.
You know, Miss Maureen said that after you get done caroling, there's going to be a party.
Yay!
We just need to finish the shepherds. We're almost done with that part.
Well, let's just keep trying to get them in there. You know, when the shepherds had seen Jesus, they couldn't help themselves. They had to go tell everyone what they had heard and seen.
So you little shepherds have to get ready. We're leaving in just a few minutes.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace among those whom He is pleased."
Their flocks by night, all seated on sees their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Born today is Christ the Lord. Glory to God, hear the
strong and hurry to Bethlehem. Jesus is born this night. Run, shepherds, run!
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
Run, shepherds, run. I just love that song. Every time I sing it, I get excited. And every time I get excited, I think about the children. Okay, kids, let's go. It's time to sing. Run, shepherds, run. Hey, I have a great idea. Why don't you help us? The words are in your bulletin. Okay, kids. Great, come on up here. Wonderful. Tell it on the Jesus. Okay, kids, guess what? Let's line up here and let's do another song. Tall ones in the back and little smaller ones in the front. Good job. Okay, let's get our... Remember, keep our shake... Okay, keep our shakers quiet until it's time. You can take one. Here's one. Here's one, little buddy. Take this one. Okay, good. Everyone's going to get a shaker. Okie dokie. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Okay, one more. Right. Okay, does everyone have one? Stand up there, Sam, so we can see you, buddy. Okie doke.
But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in my Savior. He has seen the humble state of my heart. And now I will call thee blessed. Praise the Almighty God, He's done great things for us. Holy is His name, His mercy is free for those who fear His justice. May generation to generation loudly proclaim His fame. Proclaim His fame. He has shown the strength of His hand. Brought down the mighty from their pretense. He scattered the pride in their hearts and lifted the lowly to meet Him. Praise the Almighty God, He's done great things for us. Holy is His name. His mercy is free for those who fear His justice. May generation to generation loudly proclaim His fame. Proclaim. And the rich He sent empty away. He will remember His servant Israel. We will remember Him always, always. Generation to generation proclaim, praise the Almighty God, He's done great things for us. Holy is His name, His mercy is free for those who fear His justice. May generation to generation.
thanks for having us. This is going to be a great party. Hey, kiddos, come on. This is our party. Let's see. I want you to sit right there. Good, good, good. We'll put a few pieces in here. Let's try to get this puzzle finished up, okay? Come on up here, kiddos. Oh, good. Can you get a few pieces in? Can you pick up some in here? Where do they go? Wow, this is the best-looking puzzle. Brandy, thank you so much for having us today. This is great. How are we coming? Wow. Okay, we got one or two more pieces. Good, good, good. Good. How about that piece goes up there? Let's see if that one goes there. Good. Okay, there we go. Do we have one more piece right here? Oh, good. You found it. Look, Sam. Oh, I'm so excited. This is the final piece. Wait a minute of the puzzle. We're going to have the grand countdown.
And he was helping them understand that he was going to send into the world, guess who? The Lamb of God, who would take away the sins of the world. And God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus to be born in a manger in Bethlehem, and that was a very important piece of his puzzle. And that's why we celebrate what? Christmas. That's right.
And other pieces of the puzzle was Mary and Joseph. And who else was there? Shepherds and what? What else?
A baby
Jesus. What else? Animals. That's right.
That's right. And Jesus grew up and lived out God's plan. Jesus is our Lamb. He's the Lamb of God. And when he hung on the cross right before he died, you know what he said? Something I heard just a minute ago.
It's finished.
That's right. It is finished. I want all of you to say it with me. Ready?
It is finished.
That's right. God's puzzle was complete. The last piece was in place. Like when you put the last piece of our jigsaw puzzle together, now you can see the whole picture. And Jesus did all of his Father's will so that we can have our sins forgiven and have a relationship with God, our Creator. Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection were the last pieces of God's great puzzle of grace. And guess what? Now that puzzle of grace comes to us, to our lives, to our houses. And we can look back and see the whole picture. The plan of God sits before the creation of the world.
Wow, what a big, huge puzzle. Not just 1,000 pieces like a puzzle, like our puzzle, but how many, Molly?
1,000 million.
Yeah. 1,000 million pieces in God's puzzle. And guess what? You and I, all of us, are a part of that puzzle. He's chosen us to be part of his plan, part of the wonderful picture of his grace that he's showing everywhere in the world, in Kosciuszko and all over the world. It's no wonder we're so happy and have such joy at Christmas.
I have an idea. Why don't we sing and praise God right now? Turn around and scoot around. Look at all our friends out there. And let's sing a song. You can sit down. Okay, you can sit down.
Jesus, we praise.
The Gospel of Matthew. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who is born the King of Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." And they went out on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was born. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Sleep my throne and thy kingly
It has been our joy and our privilege to practice and sing and play instruments and make a joyful noise, because there is every reason to be glad. It's our privilege to say this Christ was born for you. There is a Savior for you. There is comfort for you. There is forgiveness for you. There is help and hope for you. I hope you remember that as you go tonight. I'll speak as the minister in this church. I'm thankful that I get to work with the people that I get to work with and be a part of this. And I'm thankful for so many people who work, and the people you don't see back there who do the sound and the lighting, and people who've prepared some food for us to enjoy and visit together in the fellowship hall when this is done in just a few moments. Here's something that I want to tell you. Choir wants to tell you, all before I pray. Most of you know we're raising some money for the purchase of a new piano in our choir room. And if for any little gift you might be willing to make tonight, and it's a tax deductible gift, we have a thank you that we want to give to you for a donation in any amount. We want to give you a CD recording of our presentation tonight. The music, the scripture reading, the dialogue, all of it recorded. We can put the CD in your hand tonight through the magic of recording it yesterday at dress rehearsal. And appreciate Johnny and Keith Parrish, who went the extra mile or three or four to get those ready for tonight. And that's something we want to give as a thank you for your help. One other thing I want to say is, Jackie, thanks. Jackie doesn't do this for me to say thank you, Jackie. And Melanie is very faithful as well, who plays for us every week. And so many, we had, by Jackie's count, 10 different folks playing musical instruments tonight. People who just step forward and say, I'll do this and I'll play that. Sure, I'll be glad to do it. And how much greater it is when people are willing to do that. When as it was said in the Day of Judges, when the leaders led and the people followed. What blessing, and nothing, something like this doesn't happen without good leading and good following. And thanks to all my friends who have a lot of fun in the choir. So how about we pray and give thanks to the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Let's pray. Oh God, you are very great. You are worthy to be praised. You are the eternal, the everlasting one. We thank you that you looked upon us not with wrath and not in condemnation, but in mercy and grace. That is who you are. You are the Lord God, compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. And you are just. You did not leave the guilty unpunished. We thank you that by that part of your perfection and your nature, we see all that we've sung about and celebrated tonight, the birth of Jesus Christ, your Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those under the law. Our sins placed upon him. All of us, like sheep, Lord, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and you have laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. May that stop us in our tracks. May it cause us to cry out to you for mercy, to draw near to you, to receive this gift of eternal life that you are offering us all the time, holding out your hands outstretched to us all day long. Let us seek you while you may be found, and call upon you while you are near. May all the season's feasting and rejoicing and giving, may it not be an end to itself. May it be just the
the faint whisper, the echo of a far greater joy and a far greater celebration that awaits in your holy presence, O Lord. Let us glorify and enjoy you in this moment, today, always, now, and forever. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all of you, and go in peace. Good night.